Anyone ever caught someone they work with spying or eavesdropping on their conversations?
Ooh.
This DM we got from Mary.
In quotes, not a real name. She says, "Hey, Ben and Kelly, I need your take on this. I needed to take a work-related phone call at work the other day and jumped into a small conference room to take the call.
Okay.
The blinds were pulled, but I could see feet standing just outside the door. I didn't think anything of it at first, but as I was finishing up my call, I noticed they hadn't moved. Then I panicked because I had been pretty animated during my call and realized this person was probably listening to my conversation.
Oh, gosh.
What freaked me out even more was that my call was with a district manager about my local manager. As I left the conference room, I immediately recognized that the shoes belonged to another coworker who was known around the office as being buddies with our manager. I know she was spying on me. So what should I do? Do I ignore it? Should I address it with my coworker, my manager, my district manager? I don't want to seem paranoid or like I'm crazy to my managers, but I'm worried now that because my call was about my manager, he knows I'm complaining about him and will retaliate. I've got the sweats big time. Help.
Yikes.
Yeah, that is.
Yikes.
Ooh,
man,
that's a situation.
I mean, you know, to be fair, I guess you don't know that that's what they were doing, and
right.
You don't know that they heard anything.
They could have been standing there having a conversation with someone else.
Yeah, they could have been just leaning up against the wall that was close to the conference room and just like having a chat with someone. Or they could have been like ear on the door, kind of listening.
Or they've already gone to the manager and told him everything they heard.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
I remember when we had a boss who was kind of bad mouthing another employee at our radio station.
Was so epic.
And accidentally butt dialed that same employee that he was bad mouthing.
So he got a voicemail that had everything the boss was saying about him on it.
Yeah.
There were meetings.
Yeah. Our boss didn't end up getting fired or anything like that. I mean, it was just
just awkward after that?
I mean, it was just an awkward meeting where it was like, y'all agreed just to be friends now or to get along. And they were like, okay.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But if I were that employee, I would forever have a little chip on my shoulder.
Yeah. I mean, like, what would you do?
How do you forget that?
Yeah. Right.
That would get under my skin big time. I'm surprised he stuck around as long as he did. He's no longer working with us now, but yeah.
Yeah.
He did stick around in the aftermath initially. He lives in California now, though, doesn't he?
He
moved away.
Maybe. Yeah. Anyways. So anyone ever caught anyone they work with spying or eavesdropping on their conversation? Let us know. 502-795-1997. I do have a message from a listener who was like, I can't really help you out with this situation, but I have a good eavesdropping story for you. So
good. We like those two.
All right. So it involves a doctor's office. We could be getting some very personal information here.
HIPAA violation, maybe.
Well, it's not on us.
Okay.
All right. So anyways, that's coming up in just a minute. Got this message from Mary. Not a real name, but she really believes that there was a coworker eavesdropping on her private conversation to her district manager about her current manager, and thinks that there could be some retaliation if her current manager finds out or knows or whatever, you know.
Yeah, she's sweating big time.
Yeah.
Tracy said a similar thing happened to me at work one day. Just ignore it. It's classic he said, she said. If she goes to the boss and tells her what you said, just deny it.
I don't know. Wasn't me.
Okay, and Amber from down the street said, in this situation, the caller needs to be vigilant and document everything that she needs to be on a conference call with the district manager and her direct supervisor and let them know that there was a coworker eavesdropping about a private conversation between her and the district manager. That way, if there is any retaliation from the direct supervisor, she's got it documented.
Ah, good. Good. All right, so we did get a message from a listener that's like, I don't have any advice, but I do have a fun eavesdropping story.
Okay, let's go down this road.
There are two. All right, I got two. All right.
Okay.
First up, I was in the library a couple years ago, and there were a couple typical looking jock bros sitting
jock bros
sitting close to me, and they were chatting. They were talking about workouts and protein powder and bulking. I tuned them out while I worked. But a while later, I suddenly caught the phrase, "No way, dude. Sybil was the best of the three sisters. Mary is a straight up B. Also, her clothes are awful. She always looks like she's wearing a bag dress. What? Nothing she wears suits her at all."
What the heck? What are they talking about?
She goes on, "I didn't expect these two swole guys to be dishing about Downton Abbey.
Oh my God.
I was very amused. It's nice when people defy your expectations in wonderful ways."
Yep, that is unexpected. That's great.
They were protein powder, and then they get on to Downton Abbey. I love it. Okay, you want to hear the doctor's one?
Okay.
Got this message. I don't have any advice for your listener, but I do have a fun story for you. Came into the doctor's office with my wife. Wife was checking herself in. Room smells like nachos.
Oh, okay.
Look over, and a woman was pouring nacho sauce on her nachos.
In the doctor's office?
Keep in mind, this is in the doctor's waiting room.
Okay, all right. Well, sometimes it's just maybe the appointment got in the way of a meal.
Random guy comes in, sits down next to her. Random guy says, "I wish my nose wasn't so stuffy so I could smell that." The nacho lady says, "It's so good." The random guy says, "Yeah, I've been juice fasting for 3 days.
Oh.
The nacho lady says, "Let me tell you, I eat 3 times a day. The random guy says, "And that works for you?" The nacho lady says, "Well, I stay at a hotel every night." The random guy says, "Oh, that sounds interesting." Then the nacho woman says, "I use newspaper as toilet paper. It works great." The random guy goes, "Ah, I see." Guy gets called back for his doctor's appointment. Random guy, "Well, good luck to you." Lady gets called back for her doctor's appointment. Random guy, "Well, good luck to you." That was the weirdest conversation I've overheard in my life.
If I'm assessing what she was saying, was she like kind of not with a home right now? If she's wiping with newspaper and living at a hotel.
I don't know.
But yet she still has a doctor's appointment.
You know what?
It's good to still take care of your health.
Keeping your personal health is a very, wow. Needs to be prioritized. But yeah, some fun eavesdropping stories there for you.
That is good stuff.
Wow.
I mean, you'll hear random things when you're in public.
I wasn't expecting the newspaper bit. I wasn't expecting
no.
that.
No.
But anyways, thank you for that. And Mary, yeah, like everyone said, just make sure you're documenting everything and just have it in case you need it. All right.
Yes. And just pray that they didn't hear or they're not saying anything about what they may have heard.
All right. There you go. That is diving into the DMs.